If you are a dog, you better hide.
Welcome back to That Darn Podcast, the world's first That Darn Cat recap podcast. This is episode 4. We have yet to talk about either of the films at this point, but I'm hopefully this will be the episode, because we've got Gary says that he's booked Christina Ricci, the star of the remake of That Darn Cat. I'm not confident that he actually did, but let's welcome our guest, hopefully Christina Ricci, to talk about That Darn Cat.
Hi, are you talking about me?
Yeah, are you? I thought this was Christina Ricci. You don't look like...
I do look like her. I've been told I look like her.
You're somewhat heavier than she is.
Well... what does that mean?
I think it's pretty clear what that means.
You know what? I've been told my whole life that I'm a Wednesday Addams.
Sure. But you're not, though. Christina
Depends
Ricci,
who's asking.
Christina Ricci is a person. Does it say Christina Ricci on your driver's license?
Well, they've messed up a few times with what they've put for me.
Okay, what does it say on your driver's license?
Christina.
Uh-huh.
Beanie.
Christina Beanie.
That's my name. What? That's what I was born with.
That's not okay. Christina Ricci. Were you the star of That Darn Cat?
What is this? I've read Save the Cat.
That's unrelated.
I have a cat.
Not relevant.
You have a cat.
I do.
I saw it walking around.
I do. He
all
was
right,
not...
we're all on the same page.
Okay. No, we're not on the same page. I thought you were the star of That Darn Cat.
Okay. Why would you think that?
Gary's fired. I'm firing my producer. I can't do this. We have not talked for 1 minute about That Darn Cat. I've not gotten one person from this film on this podcast.
That doesn't seem like that's my fault.
Well, it's your fault for not being Christina Ricci. You're passing yourself off as Christina Ricci. You apparently told Gary you were Christina Ricci. You're telling me you're trying to...
It made him happy. It makes people happy. That's why I've embraced this identity. It doesn't make you happy. I don't know why. You are an outlier
not,
in this group that
you're
I'm...
You're not Christina Ricci. Wait, are you telling me you just identify as Christina Ricci?
I do. I feel her... I watched The Addams Family.
Uh-huh. Name a
That's
second thing she's been in.
I don't know. She's been on the internet. She dances
on the internet. That's not...
Yeah, but she dances
that's not a credit.
Very well.
That's not a credit. Everyone has done that.
Everyone... What do you want from me, man? I'm very close. I'm the closest thing you'll ever find to her face to face.
You know, I'm angry that you're probably right about that. I'm curious at how correct that is.
So be happy.
Okay.
Your life.
You know what? Let's try to talk about the movie anyway. What do you think That Darn Cat is about? What do you imagine?
Is there an animal in the
There's
movie?
A cat in it. Yeah.
Darn, it makes everyone mad. Throws up.
No. Not really.
A darn cat. If I said that darn cat, I would. It's probably because it got run over, and I'm sad. I'm crying.
You're yelling
at
the cat.
Darn cat! It had to go cross the street.
You're yelling at it for having been killed?
Yes.
I don't.
It's
think
that darn cat's fault.
I think it's that darn driver.
Well,
that darn
yeah,
car.
But you can't blame the driver.
Darn sounds like a too darn. Too. Meek of a word in that situation.
Darn cat.
Darn it,
well,
my cat got run over.
I'm an adult and I've had this happen before.
How
so
many cats have died under your watch?
I wasn't... they have freedom in my life.
Uh-huh.
One.
One? One cat has died?
Two.
Oh.
Well, one got run over. Okay. That second one, I'm not sure. I think it got... Let's not go there.
It just
there,
disappeared.
Okay, well, this doesn't have to do with anything of the
no,
movie.
How many cats have you had? How many
in
and
a
how
lifetime.
Many do you have currently? Let's do the math on
two
this.
Two and zero.
Two lifetime, current zero.
Current zero.
Okay. I thought it was going to be worse. Two. You're down two cats. One.
Yeah.
One got hit by a car.
Yes.
And you said, darn it.
I was a kid, so mm-hmm. I was much sad, but... Much more sad, but okay. Now if it happened,
what was the expletive you called the cat in that moment? That fucking cat?
As a child,
that
yes.
Shit cat?
I just repeat what my parents say. That shithead.
That shithead
cat. Can I swear on here?
You can swear on here.
You wanted... Wait, sorry. What's her name again? Nicole.
Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci.
You don't remember the name of the actress you identify as?
Listen, it's more about the vibe.
You came in here just telling me basically that you see yourself as like trans Christina Ricci, that you identify as Christina Ricci.
I do identify as her. She
and now
very
you're saying
strong...
you don't remember.
You well, there's like Nicole Ricci, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a person?
Unrelated. I don't think that there's any connection between those. They spell and pronounce their names differently.
I see. Well, listen, my name is Christina Beanie, and it's on my license.
Yeah. That's like the...
I do drive.
Mm-hmm. You're replacing the rice with the beans. I get it. That's cute.
Yeah.
It's not Christina Ricci, though. It feels like it should be. It feels this goes back to you not understanding how to spell or pronounce her name.
Right. So I should have chosen Christina Ricci.
I thought this was like your legal name.
It is.
Did you change your name?
But you know, you get to pick who your parents are.
You do. I didn't. Do you? Did you?
Before you're born.
Okay.
You get to scope out who's going to be all right. Who's going to neglect you in the right way that will blossom you into the person that you're going to be in your adult life.
What is the right way to neglect a child? Because I have a daughter. Oof. I need to learn how right. I should be neglecting her.
Ooh, are there books about this? I haven't really researched.
You're the one who keeps
parenthood changes all the time.
You say all
I should write a book about how to neglect your child.
You ask me for information about your opinions.
Well, I know my opinions, but I know a lot of people have opinions on raising children.
Okay. Look, I've got a lot of time to kill on this podcast. I don't have any other guests planned. I thought
oh,
I was
perfect.
Getting Christina Ricci, so I need you to kill some airtime here and tell me the best way to neglect a child.
Well, a child needs a few things.
Yeah.
Food.
Sure.
Water.
Makes sense.
Attention.
And I should deprive my daughter of these?
Well, you pick one. Pick one at a time. And then you measure, like, you know, it's like a controlled experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Probably you shouldn't pick water.
Yeah, that seems like a bad one.
Yeah, don't pick water.
The food and water both seem
well,
like...
Well, food, that's...
You can go without... You can go a couple weeks without food.
Yeah. But I think the effect of that is bad.
Yeah.
To be fair.
And this is what your parents did to you?
No, they were fine. I don't know, I sound like a sociopath. I don't think they thought about this at all.
You know, they just
they tried their best.
They randomly deprived you of things. They didn't have a pattern. They didn't have a system in
no
place.
No system, yeah. I would have liked to see the charts.
Yeah.
So there you go. You should keep a chart.
Yeah. And
day to day, how did you neglect your daughter?
Right. Because this is where your parents screwed up. This is...
No chart.
No chart.
Yeah.
So this is... Are you professionally a Christina Ricci... impersonator?
Yes.
Or what? Okay. This is
it's
your full time.
Well, this right now,
yeah.
I am getting paid to
be on this podcast.
Yes.
Who's paying you? Because it's not me.
It's not. I thought Gary said, Gary gave me some tickets.
Some tickets? Tickets
yeah.
to what? Do a Christina Ricci movie?
Oh, I should have asked for that.
Yeah.
He gave me some for some appetizers.
Okay. This is for the Times Square TGI Fridays
yes.
again. This is where he spends all his time, where he gets all... I need to get somebody who's... he's banned. I'm banning him from that
How
TGI
did you meet him? You met him at TGI Fridays,
I met him,
too?
I also met him at TGI Fridays.
Well, what are you doing there?
I was getting... I don't need to explain myself. I was getting some appetizers.
Okay.
I went there one time.
Yes. I did, too.
Okay.
Well...
What?
I was thinking about my real life.
This is your real life.
Right, that's right.
Are you high?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I'm going to go with no.
I'm not a cop. You can say it. I don't care.
You're not? No, I'm not, but I keep
getting... I won't
be getting,
any more
I
angry
keep,
than I am now.
You don't sound that angry.
I'm boiling. I'm furious.
Okay, now you're proven
yes.
to be correct.
I'm extremely angry.
When's the last
you?
Time you broke something?
How long have we been recording? about 11 minutes ago. It was right before we started.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, don't I look like... I almost said Nicole again. Christina Ricci.
Yeah, not Nicole Ricci.
What does she look like? Is she blonde?
I think
which
so.
Which one do I look more like?
Christina Ricci.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go. I heard you say it.
Yeah. You look more like her than, that doesn't mean anything.
It means something.
I don't think you can make a living as a Christina Ricci impersonator. I don't think you look that much like her.
Well, my brother's friend's aunt mm-hmm. used to tell me all throughout my childhood.
Right.
You know who you look like?
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday Addams.
And you took that, you internalized it, and you said, there's no need for me to watch a second Christina Ricci movie.
Ah. No reason. Is she even in any other movies?
She's in lots of movies.
Wait, does she look the same?
Kind of. She's got the same face.
With the same forehead?
Yeah, she's got a forehead
bangs?
In every movie.
No bangs? They don't try to cover it at all? No hat?
I'm sure she wears a hat in some movies. I don't know. I don't. Okay. I'm not logging what movies Christina
Ricci. Well, I
thought
Ricci, you were the expert here.
I'm an expert in That Darn Cat. I'm not an expert in every Christina Ricci film.
So whose cat gets killed in That Darn Cat?
Nobody's cat gets killed. You're the one who brought up the dead cat. Your cat
well,
got
what,
killed.
What? It went up a tree?
It solved a mystery.
Cats can't do that.
This one did.
Well, the mystery of who killed it when it got hit by the car? What was it, the neighbor?
No, there was a guy who got kidnapped, and the cat went and solved the mystery. The cat...
someone got kidnapped.
Yeah.
They got hit by a car. So
nobody
someone
got
else got
by
hit
car.
By a car.
Nobody got
and
hit
then
by
the
a car.
The cat figured out,
there's
read
no
the
car.
Driver's license.
There's no car.
There has to be a car if it's a kidnapping.
There's some cars in the movie. There's okay. No cars that are like central plot points.
All right. So a bicycle.
There's no bicycle.
Skateboard.
There's no skateboard.
Nobody. Hoverboard.
The cat lives. The cat survives the movie.
Well, that was a long time ago.
The cat's probably dead by now.
Okay, well.
The original one from like the 60s, that cat's dead as hell.
Was this a real cat?
Yes.
It wasn't a puppet?
It was not.
All right, this is. Does the mouth move?
No, the cat doesn't talk.
Then how the heck is it solving a mystery?
It goes, you need to just watch this movie. This is, how has nobody seen this movie? Not one of my guests have seen this movie.
Is it a niche movie?
It's a very popular movie.
From when?
1997.
97,
that was
really?
The remake was 97, the original was 63, I think.
So, would you say the remake is leagues better than the original?
They both have their charm.
And Christina Ricci is in...
She's in the remake. She wasn't...
She's in the remake.
You thought she was in the 1963?
Yeah, Addams Family is like so old, right?
She was not in the original Addams Family. She was in the 90s remake.
Oh.
That's her bread and butter is remakes in the 90s.
Wow. So she's a she's not dead.
She's still alive. How do you know so little about Christina Ricci?
Listen, I just know that I show up. People... think I look like her and
she can't be that.
Then I get a paycheck.
She's got to be like, I'm gonna say she's like 50. I'm looking this up right now. This is great podcasting right now. Christina Ricci, age 44.
Oh, that's a great age. She was born 1980.
Yeah,
look at that.
Is that right? I don't think that's correct.
Well, it's 2024.
Yeah, is that maybe that's
and
right.
She's 44.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I'm bad.
Say that one more time.
You're right.
And I am Christina Ricci.
And you know you're not Christina Ricci.
That's how I knew so fast that was when she was born.
That's your birthday too? You were born in 1980?
No.
When were you born?
I can't say that.
Why can't you say that?
Because that'll get rid of the mystery.
The mystery of whether you're Christina Ricci? You're not Christina Ricci.
Some people think I am, and I don't want to ruin it for them.
My producer thinks you are. And I'm going to yell at him as soon as we go off the air and tell him that you're not. And he's fired again. I'm refiring him.
So how much do you pay him?
I don't pay him anything.
Well, there's your problem. What does he get out of this?
The joy of working on a world-class podcast.
That'll fill a little bit of a void.
I give him stock options for this podcast. When this blows up,
okay,
he's going to make minimum wage. He's
what?
Like the equivalent of
that's
minimum.
That's very
wage.
Sad. Does he do anything else?
Not really. No. Oh, in terms of work?
He's a vagrant?
In terms of work, what does he do?
Yes.
He goes and he collects, he's got like a metal detector. He hangs out at the beach.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It does not make any money.
That's got to make something.
I mean, I'm sure he's made some nickels here and there. but the metal detector cost him about $40,000.
Well, where did he get that money?
I think he's deep in debt.
Okay.
I don't know. This is not, I'm not Gary. I don't have all the,
when do we get to see Gary again?
I never, never. He's fired. I don't want him ever coming back here.
Okay.
We had him on the podcast last week just so I could yell
you
at
did.
Him.
You did?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Is it? Is it that
why were you yelling at him last week? I wasn't even here yet.
Why do you think? Because he's the worst producer in the history of the world.
Maybe you should hire someone. You go to Craigslist.
Yeah.
You type in how much you're going to pay, what you expect.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to Craigslist right now. I'm typing and okay, I'm typing nothing and I want you to bring
you're
me the cast of that. You know, I'm not getting anything.
Sorry, keep going.
You said type in how much I can pay and what I expect.
Yeah, you said nothing, yeah. So then you expect nothing.
No, what I expect is give me the cast of That Darn Cat. What I'm paying is nothing.
Yes. I think you're the problem
here.
Did
I reverse the, did I put it in the wrong order? Is that?
You know, I'm just here to impersonate, do what I do best.
Okay,
what, do you have any questions for me?
Okay.
Nothing too personal.
Yeah, you've established a lot of things you won't talk about. So you're a Christina Ricci impersonator. This is your first gig doing that.
Are people going to see what I look like?
No, this is an audio medium.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because you don't look that much
I
like
do.
Her. Oh, well,
first of all, I do.
Okay, if you say so.
Second of all.
Tiny forehead on you.
Really?
Weirdly small.
Okay,
forehead.
Then I need you to call up my brother's friend's aunt. Her name was Aunt Soupy.
Yeah. You got
tell
like a
her.
Bright red, like afro. Afro is probably the wrong word. Oh,
that
turn
cat.
That turn cat.
Oh, I got clawed in the leg.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
That was my darn cat. He's being a real asshole here in the podcast.
So why are people angry at this cat for solving a problem? It must have done something bad.
He's
someone's
just
mad at the cat.
That's just his nickname is DC for darn cat.
This sounds made up.
This is real.
That's DC. First of all, DC is like a place.
It is.
And it's the comic book company.
It is.
So you can't also have a cat named DC. There's so many other letter combinations.
What's the best letter combination for a cat?
For a cat?
Yeah.
Big cat, little cat.
So BC,
gray cat,
LC?
BC.
We're talking about letter combinations.
Yeah.
Big and little cat. Big
LC.
Cat, little cat is not letters. Do you know?
BC, LC.
Yeah. Do you know what a letter is?
I'm learning. All right.
Okay,
I was homeschooled.
Yeah. So you're illiterate then. I think we've established.
I get by.
Yeah. Give me some ABCs here. Throw me out a couple.
A couple letters for a cat? Are we still
just
getting back to that?
Just in general. Name five letters. Any five letters. Sure.
B.
Okay.
There we go. That's me.
Do you know numbers? Because I said five, you gave me two.
Listen, there's only 25 letters in the
That's
alphabet.
Wrong. That's not true.
26?
Yeah.
Where'd that extra one? That one's like Alaska.
Yeah,
how'd that one get in there?
Okay, that's state. It's state.
Anyway, so here we are.
How are you making money? Because it's not as
How
a Christina Ricci impersonator.
I do make some money.
It's not for anything that requires math or reading, clearly.
Well, I give directions.
Yeah.
And I also
give direction to who?
People need to get somewhere.
Yeah, do they arrive where they're supposed to get?
They're just people always ask me, how do I get somewhere?
Yeah.
They're always lost.
Right.
Just the other day someone wanted
weird
to go
if they
up
asked
to,
that and they weren't lost.
Well,
like I know how to get to here, but you
need,
tell me.
They need confidence. That's sure. Another job.
Being confident?
Being a confidence booster.
People pay you for this.
No. Not that. Directions.
That's not a job.
I know how to get to 32nd Street.
Sure.
If we're on 14.
Okay.
I just say,
well, that's,
go that way.
Yeah. How
I don't
many
know
blocks
how,
that
I don't
way?
Know.
How many blocks?
Can't do it. Don't put me on the spot. 32 minus 14.
Yeah.
Oh, so that ends in 8. 28?
Close
no,
enough.
No, 18.
Didn't you get my, you corrected my math earlier?
I did. Listen, I can only do so much.
You can
at
only
a time.
Do Christina Ricci-based math problems. If Christina
right.
Ricci wanted to get from 14th Street to 20th Street, how many blocks would she need to walk?
Six. There's something just magical that happens in my head whenever she is mentioned.
It's astonishing how little you know about her, and yet your whole life seems to revolve
it is.
Around her. You think That's you'd right. want to learn a fact about her.
I just
her.
Like feeling it.
Yeah.
I like knowing that I have put no effort in.
Right.
Yet I have all of the information I need.
Right.
There's a magic to that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing with this podcast here. That's kind of what Gary's doing. That's kind of...
No, you just don't know what you're getting.
Yeah, I'm not putting in any effort. I'm not getting anything in return, though.
You don't get anything in return.
I haven't gotten one guest who is affiliated with That Darn Cat, who's seen That Darn Cat.
Well, maybe they're going to listen to it. Is Christina Ricci going to listen to this?
Hopefully. I didn't...
You think so?
I don't know. I haven't put these out yet. I wasn't expecting this to go.
Can you get me in touch with her?
No. I can't get myself in touch with her. How am I going to... If I could get her in touch with you, if I could get in touch with her, you would not be here. You would not be on the podcast.
Well, that hurts my feelings.
Why do I want you here? What are you bringing to the table?
A lot. I brought you an orange.
You did bring me an orange. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
The orange is not what I'm... I didn't start this podcast to get fruit. That's well, not...
Sometimes you just... you got to... Get what you get and you don't get upset.
Okay. Well, that's not helpful. That's not... I can't pay my rent with an orange. I can't...
Who's your landlord?
My landlord? You want the name of my landlord?
Do you pay cash or check?
I pay check.
You do?
Yeah.
You hand deliver it?
Are you paying your landlord in cash? That feels irresponsible.
For who? Cash is money.
Yeah. You don't know numbers, though. How do you know if you're giving them the right amount of cash?
I've seen Hamilton.
Yeah.
I know the presidents.
Okay.
And so, I know what Hamilton looks like.
So you go by based on presidents. You say, I owe my landlord five Hamiltons or whatever. That's a very cheap
$50.
Rent.
$50. My apartment's very small.
I forget which bill Hamilton was
on. It's a 10.
I guess any bill, five of them would not be much for rent.
Right. Ben Franklin, he wasn't even a president.
No.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. Yeah. Wasn't 100%.
You were just
sure.
taking a guess on that?
I was pretty fairly certain.
Okay.
But
so you don't know math. You don't know letters. You do know some presidents. You're not too confident on them.
I just need confirmation.
How many presidents can you name?
Oh, well, I don't want to name one of them.
Which one? Is it Ford?
No.
Coolidge.
No. You know a lot of presidents.
I know two.
Yeah. Where'd you learn that?
I don't know. I went to school.
You did?
I did.
Where?
Fairfax, Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah.
Never been.
Why would you? There's not... What is
There's
there?
A beach.
There is a beach. There's a beach in a lot of states. There's nothing...
But everyone talks about Virginia Beach.
Do they? Outside of Virginia, they talk about
they
it?
They do. Yeah.
I didn't... I thought it was just a Virginia thing that we talked
about.
No. Can't swear there.
You can't swear on Virginia Beach.
It's against the law. They have big signs that say...
On the beach.
Yeah. You can't swear. Anyone in the whole town, you can't swear. You'll get fined for swearing.
Who's going to fine you?
The cops, I guess? I don't know.
That's insane.
Who
you
got to
put a dollar in the cookie jar for swearing? They have a little jar in the bank?
They have a big jar in the center of town.
That's insane. This isn't real.
This is real.
You're making this up.
This is real. I've been
How many
Virginia
times
beach.
Have you sworn?
I don't know. Seven? So my whole life?
Do you swear on this podcast?
Yeah. Aside from this podcast, I don't swear.
What if you play it in Virginia and you're not talking, but you have the speaker on and it is your voice?
Ooh, that's a good question. This is a question for a lawyer, I think. I don't know I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to Virginia Beach. I have no reason to go to Virginia Beach to play my pod. I'm not going to set up some kind of weird like free speech, like try to challenge
this. Your reason for being born
to challenge the legality
yes.
of swearing at Virginia Beach.
Think about it. Think what the founding fathers would want.
Yeah, the Ben Franklin,
mm-hmm.
the rest, all the other founding fathers.
Yeah,
they would want me swearing at Virginia Beach.
Yeah,
humbug.
What word would you say first?
What's a founding father?
You would
father?
Say humbug.
Humbug.
I don't think that counts.
I'm thinking of what would be a swear word to a founding father, because I don't
That's
think that they
really,
would.
It's probably something really like.
Zounds. Is that a swear word
I don't
to
know
a founding
what that
father?
Means.
It's like Christ Wounds. Oh. It's like short for that.
What about saying Judas Priest?
No, 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 no.
That's a swear.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a swear.
Yeah.
Are you making this up or
no?
Is this...
I did read this.
Okay. Where? Because
on the internet.
A lot of your information is like
everyone gets.
I read it on like a cereal box or something.
No, I don't eat cereal.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you can read the boxes without having eaten the cereal.
Why would I do that?
Fair. Okay. You know what? So you give directions, not paid for this.
I am paid for that.
You are paid for the directions. The confidence, well, you're not paid for.
No.
And you just do, it sounds like a lot of odd jobs.
Yeah, walk around, see what anyone needs. I do it.
Strange jobs. Not unusual, weird jobs.
I think it makes sense to me.
Yeah. And you're able to...
What is your job?
My job is a podcaster.
You said you don't make any money.
Not yet.
So what's your job?
I am a success in progress. I will eventually get rich.
So whose money do you use?
My parents.
All right.
Yeah. My parents are independently wealthy.
Independently? So how'd they make money?
They from inherited their
parents? Yeah. Yeah. Look at you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You're a founding father.
My mom was a Rockefeller.
Wow. Yeah.
You think I could just pay somebody to come on the podcast, or I could at least hire a better assistant. My parents keep me on a very strict allowance.
As they should.
Yeah.
You need to earn everything for yourself.
Do I? You don't seem to be earning anything. You seem like you're doing okay.
I'm doing great.
You've got more than a place that costs more than $50 in rent, we've established.
Yeah, five bills.
I'm going to say $500 of rent in rent a month.
We can say that.
Okay, that's. If you're just making that from getting directions, you're doing pretty good.
The directions, that's just a dent in my rent.
That's just a dent. You're not making much from the directions.
It's like $10.
Okay, you do know. You know, you're making one Hamilton.
One Hamilton.
Yeah, per month.
From directions.
Yeah. And confidence pays nothing.
But listen, I'm a Christina Ricci impersonator.
Okay, but you can't count that when this is the first time you've done this. This is not. I thought this was.
No.
Oh.
Well, my whole life since my brother's friends aunt
okay, but
told
nobody,
me.
Nobody has paid you to do this until today.
Well, you can rob someone once in a while.
So you rob someone and shout, "I'm Christina Ricci." And you count that as being a Christina Ricci impersonator.
Who wouldn't?
Okay, I don't. Is this working for you? Are they like going after Christina Ricci? Does she have like a lot
That's
of warrants
a great
now?
Question.
Yeah, you should not feel good about this. You should be ashamed.
You've heard of identity theft?
Yeah, that's
All
not
right.
how identity theft works. You don't
That's
just go
my
mug
way.
People.
I can do. Shout. I can have my own artistic interpretation of what identity theft means or doesn't mean.
Have I told you my name? Because I'm hoping I didn't.
Is it Bill?
It's Danny, but I shouldn't. I'm
Danny.
Not.
Danny, what's your last name?
Rathbun. I shouldn't
okay.
have said that.
Hey.
Now I'm going to get identity theft.
Well, I am in your house, so yeah. I already picked through your mail.
Okay. Well, don't.
But I don't look like you. There's the thing.
Yeah, you don't
so
look
safe.
Like Christina Ricci either.
I do. This is aggravating me.
Okay. Well, you're a heavy woman. You've got a bright red curly hair. You've got a bunch of face tattoos. None of this
Do
applies to
you. Feel safe right now?
No, no, not in the slightest. I would
can
not
I tell
be
you about my face tattoos.
Sure.
The first one is a rainbow.
Yeah, I can see that one.
Yeah.
What's that symbolize?
It symbolizes a far away place that is going to have a lot of money for me.
Okay, that's.
And I thought maybe here I would get that.
Uh-huh.
Every opportunity is a chance to get that pot of gold.
Okay, that's like you started like a fortune cookie and you just kind of gave up at some point.
You want to ask me about my other tattoos?
What are your other tattoos? What's that one on your forehead?
It's a star.
Uh-huh. I can see it's a star, but
yeah.
Is that it's like a Star of David, but there's like too many points to it.
Right.
what is
Star of David has seven?
Star of David has six.
Okay. Right, it's two triangles that intersect.
Yes.
Okay, and you get the seventh point because, you know, this is a new religion I'm starting.
Okay.
You know, Judaism came from Christianity. And so something has to come out of Judaism. I mean, Christianity.
So something has to come out of Judaism besides Christianity.
Well, it's like, you know how humans have a common ancestor.
I think a lot of things have already come out of Christianity. It's Mormonism came out of Christianity. Islam kind of came out
Islam
of Christianity.
Islam was so old. How could you say that? Islam's like the oldest religion.
Islam's not the oldest religion. Islam's like 1,400 years old.
So old.
Yeah, but not as old as Christianity or Judaism.
Oh. Well, they all came about at the same time.
No, they did not.
They all believe in one God.
Yeah.
And they all treat women like...
Not great.
Not great.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm getting uncomfortable with where this is going. I don't want to
get... Let's upset someone.
Yeah. What's your hottest...
Based on what you say.
Based on what I say. Not based on what you say.
No.
Okay. What's the hottest? Let's play. Who is the hottest take? Who can say the who can get canceled first? Will you play? If I say something cancelable, will you say something cancelable?
Yes, but again, I want to restate. This is Christina Ricci speaking.
Okay,
so
you'll get Christina Ricci canceled. I don't think Michael Jackson did anything wrong.
Oh yeah, I have a Michael Jackson shirt I wear all the time.
Yeah, I think he's guilty. I think it's okay though.
You think it's okay what?
That he molested those kids.
Okay. I'm going to go now.
Wait, no. You said you had to say something too.
What do I say?
Something's going to get Christina Ricci canceled.
Let's see. All my movies, I was on meth.
That's so much less bad than what I said. I went too hard.
Listen, what's going to happen to you, I don't know, but what's going to happen to me is going back on the street, giving people directions how to get to 32nd Street.
And you're saying Christina Beansy will be back on the street, or Christina Ricci is now going to be on the street?
Well, I'm Christina Beansy.
Yeah.
I don't like to say this, but, you know, I feel comfortable. Well, I shouldn't.
Yeah.
But Christina Ricci... You got to put me in touch.
I don't know how to get in touch. I don't know how I can make this more clear. You would not be here if I had any line to her. Only here as a
mistake. What if she said no? Then what if you did get in touch? She said, why would I do that?
Then I would have anyone else as a guest besides you.
Why?
Why? Because anyone else, I would have anyone who's like seen the movie or like is not a crazy person who I'm threatened by and not.
You're threatened by me. You just said Michael Jackson is totally innocent and acknowledged what he did to the kids, and you said that's fine.
Yeah, you're not a child. I'm not. What are you threatened by here?
Is that what you wanted to talk about?
No, we wanted to talk about that darn cat.
That darn cat.
Tell me about your tattoos. Tell me about the other one, the one on your nose there. What is that?
That's just a red ball.
It's a red ball? Like a clown?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I did for money for a little bit.
So you have had an actual job. That's technically a job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I that's not, you don't need to thank me for that. That's just a statement of fact. You feel like a frightening clown. I don't think you don't seem like kids would like...
Well, I didn't have all the other tattoos at that moment in my life.
You just tattooed.
Yeah, because I kept losing the ball.
And you said, if I just tattoo it on my face, never have to worry about putting the ball back on.
Solves the problem.
Yeah, I guess. And then you've got this ball permanently. How long has it been since you've worked as a clown?
20 years.
20 years. In 20 years you've had this tattoo on your face that you're not using.
It hasn't prevented me from anything.
I think it's prevented you from getting a real job. Your job is giving directions. And I don't think anyone wants to hire you for something besides clowning at this point.
Well, I'm here right now.
Yeah. I can't stress enough. You keep going back to that. I'm not paying you. Yeah, I've not hired you.
I have looked through your mail.
Yeah.
And I have found some numbers.
Sure.
And I can get paid. I feel comfortable, confident that I can get paid.
It's less that I can't pay you and more that I don't want to. I refuse to pay you. I refuse to pay Gary. I refuse to pay anyone who's done such a shitty job of everything.
What's the name of this movie again?
That Darn Cat.
That Darn Cat.
That's the...
Has anyone on the internet seen this movie?
Everyone has seen this movie. It's a very popular movie.
I've never even heard of it.
It's like Christina Ricci's like biggest work.
How old is she in there?
She's like 17.
Interesting. Does she dance? What does she do?
She solves a mystery together with her cat.
I thought you said the cat solves a mystery.
They work together to solve the mystery.
That's impossible.
Christina Ricci working together with a cat is impossible?
They don't talk to each other.
They don't. It's not a talking cat.
So how are they working together? Like the cat is just soft? The cat just goes around and...
The cat is just wandering the neighborhood. He wanders into the house where they've got the person kidnapped. The person...
Is the person who's kidnapped a criminal?
No.
Is it Epstein?
Yes, it's Jeffrey Epstein. He's been kidnapped. But I don't view him as a criminal, as we've established. I think he's just some cool guy.
This is the 90s.
Yeah.
Nothing happened yet.
Back in the 90s, everyone was molesting kids. That was fine back then.
Right.
People have gotten so uptight now. And every time you molest a kid, people are very upset about it.
Yeah, they don't think about how this could positively impact the child the chart.
Yeah, you've got to have the right kind of neglect.
Mm-hmm.
And some.
So I think we got a book deal.
We have a book that you and me have a book deal?
I think we could write a book, make some money.
I don't think you are capable of writing anything.
Why?
You don't know letters.
That's where you come in. I get the ideas.
Okay, pitch me your book. Pitch me your book idea.
How to neglect your kid with benefits.
Okay, this is a bad idea. Nobody wants this book.
Listen, you got a podcast. You have an audience?
I don't have an audience.
Okay,
that's the problem.
Well, this is really sad.
Nobody's listening.
This whole
to this.
Situation. What did I get into?
What did you get? You got
I'm
me into
yell
this.
At Gary.
Yeah, we should all yell at Gary. Everyone should be yelling at Gary.
I'm
Gary's
mad
a piece
that
of
I'm
shit.
Here.
I'm mad.
I could
that
be
you're
giving
here.
Directions right now.
Yeah, you could be giving directions for no money.
I get some money.
Hey, here's some directions for you. How do you how would you get out of here? How would you go home?
How do I get home?
Yeah.
Oh no, I think I took a train. I walked, took another train.
Is this how you give directions?
Boat.
People say, how do I get to this place? And you say, oh, walk. Take a train.
It usually is walk.
Yeah.
It's walkable.
You don't say, like, walk in this direction, then turn.
I point,
you
yeah.
You just say, walk.
I point. I say walk.
Okay. How would I get from here to let's say, Central Park? How would I get?
Well, I'm never here. So no one ever asks me, how do I get anywhere from here?
Okay, how would I get from Central Park to the Statue of Liberty?
That you gotta take a boat.
Okay, how would I get to the boat?
This is a problem.
You were bad at giving directions.
No one ever has to get to the Statue of Liberty.
Okay, how would I get from the Central Park to my office on 14th Street?
Well, you should know that if it's your office.
You're
no
so
one ever
bad.
Asks that.
You're so,
no one asks, how do I get
ask?
To my office?
What do people ask?
They say, I'm trying to get here, 32nd Street. And then I point in a direction.
They seem very confused.
They are confused. They're not from around here. They're tourists.
Okay. It seems.
And they have money.
Uh-huh.
They pack their pockets with money.
And you rob them.
I give them directions.
You give them directions. And you make one Hamilton a month doing this.
Okay.
This is what you've said. Why are you saying okay? Like this is me saying, this is me speculating.
You think what you want to think, man.
Who are you? What is going on? Am I high?
Christina Beachy.
Christina Beachy?
Beanie, sorry. Pretend you didn't hear that.
Your name has changed multiple times.
It's the same, and it's in the same realm.
It's not.
What is your name again?
My name is Danny.
Danny.
Yeah.
All right. Danny.
Yeah.
Is it Daniel?
It's short for Daniel.
See? You changed it. So, it is pathetic.
So your name is Christina Beansy, but it's short for Christina Beachy/Ricci.
What's so wrong about that?
It's their different names. Your last name can't have a nickname to it.
Says who?
Is your name even Christina?
It is.
It is. Let me see your driver's license.
That got taken away.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's the least surprising thing I've ever heard. What happened? Why was it taken away?
I don't want to say a cat was involved, but...
Did you ran over your own cat?
No, it wasn't my cat this time.
Okay. Whose cat was it?
I don't know. Why don't we get that stupid cat solving the mysteries figured out?
They should solve the mystery of who did you run over. That's the mystery.
All right, that's one mystery that can be solved. No one can solve it.
No one can solve. I think someone could solve this.
No, you need that darn cat.
I think
solve
the
mystery.
I think the owner could probably solve this mystery.
The owner of the cat?
Yeah.
Did I say it was a cat?
You did say it was a cat.
Okay, there we go.
Was it not a cat?
Listen, people dress up, right? This cats dress up, people dress up.
Wait, was this a person you hit?
I don't know. It's a mystery.
If you were actually Christina Ricci, the things you said outside of the cancel me section is so much worse than anything. This would get her canceled. If anyone believed you were actually Christina Ricci and anyone listened to this, they would get her so much more canceled than your insanely mild take that you were, they claim that she was on meth during her movies. Nobody cares if Christina Ricci was doing meth during...
She was a child. She was a child star.
Yeah, so that
people love child stars.
You think we should cancel any child star who's done drugs 30 years ago?
Drew Barrymore's, people get canceled.
Drew Barrymore's canceled.
Well, what did she do?
Drugs.
What? As a child?
Yeah.
That's really sad. I think people get canceled more for what they did in the past than what they're doing right now.
I guess if they're doing it right now, like at this moment, people probably haven't heard about it yet.
Mm.
It'd have to be at least a little bit in the past for people to have heard about it.
You make a good point. Yeah. I'm impressed. And you got a good setup here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have faith in you.
I'm turning around on you a little bit. I'm starting to... We need to wrap this up while I'm not furious.
I haven't even heard you yell yet.
I don't... I'm trying to save my yelling for after the podcast.
Okay.
I don't want to blow out the mic.
Are you going to scream into a pillow?
I'm going to scream at you.
What did I do?
What did you...
I'm doing you a favor.
Let me play
I'm not
back.
Even getting paid.
No, you're absolutely not getting paid. At least that's sunk in. Let me play back the last 42 minutes for you. That's what you did.
I don't want to hear that.
Nobody does. It's not a good podcast. It's not a good... Nobody's,
someone's going to listen to it.
Somebody's going to listen. If I could get Christina Ricci on it, someone would listen to it. People would go nuts.
Yeah, go
for
get
that.
Her. Tell her, listen to this.
Yeah.
And set me and her up for, we can do a duo together, like some kind of
what
impersonator. She can impersonate me, I'll impersonate her.
You
It'll
look
be great.
Nothing like. You look, what act would this, who would pay to see this? Christina Ricci hanging out like, hey, look at this woman who looks nothing like me. Isn't that fun?
Well, we can impersonate each other.
Yeah.
You missed that part.
Okay.
So we don't. First of all, I do look like her, but...
Not even a little bit.
I used to.
Okay.
If
you say so.
I did. You want to see photos?
Please.
Well, I don't have them with me. Next time.
There's not going to be a next time.
So I'm going to be here next... What is this? Saturday?
It's Saturday.
All right. Let me see my schedule.
I'm. You're not welcome back here ever again. Not... Ever.
I think I could get used to this place.
No, I'm
we got a good banter going on.
I'm gonna move.
You're gonna move.
Yeah.
You better go somewhere where there's
you're some sort of dangerous, murderous savant for geography. You don't know anything else, but you know how to get to places. I don't know if you do.
So many people.
Maybe actually you know what as I'm thinking, you claim to know a lot about geography. You don't seem to be able to get back to anywhere. If I can just get you out of
how
this.
How did I get here?
If I can get you out of this apartment, I think I'm safe from ever seeing you again. I don't think you'll ever be able to find it. I need to get you like 13.
You're on the internet, aren't you? How do I find you? You got an email?
I don't. Do you know how to write an email?
You got one?
Yes, of course I have an email.
Is it your name?
Something
Danny
like that.
Danny.Rathbaum@gmail.com.
What do you think my last name is?
Did I say it wrong?
What did you say?
Rathbun?
Rathbum?
No. Rathbun.
Rathbun. Yeah. With an N as in Nancy.
All right. At gmail.com?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's close enough. Well, send an email there. See what happens. If I want to hear back, if I want to hear from you, then you'll get a reply if you send that.
You sound angry now.
I'm furious. I have not been furious.
What is this movie about? Okay, a cat and a girl solve a mystery.
It's about a cat who solves mysteries.
One mystery.
One mystery.
And it's that good? There's so many people who solve mysteries. You got Stuart Little.
How many cats? Stuart Little doesn't solve mysteries.
Yeah, he does.
He's not.
Like, how does a mouse drive a little car? All right, he figured it out.
That's not a mystery. That's just driving a car. It's a whimsical fantasy. That's not a mystery. There's no one looking into this mystery of how Stuart Little drives a car.
I'm fascinated by it.
Have you ever seen
a mouse drive a car?
Do you have a head injury? Do you have something wrong with your brain?
I played sports in the past.
Okay. What sports?
I played tennis.
Yeah?
Got hit by a tennis ball.
Sure. That doesn't seem like that big of a problem.
No. But it answers your question.
What about bowling? Do you ever get hit with a bowling ball?
That sounds like a threat. Do you have a bowling ball?
I wish I did.
That is, I feel in danger.
Yeah, you should. You should. I'm furious. And I'm trying to turn the threat around on you because you have established that you've robbed people, you run people over.
I never said I run people over. I said it was probably a cat.
Okay.
But it was the same year that, you know, Cats the movie musical came out.
You think you might have ran over like Taylor Swift?
Well, she's still here.
Yeah, probably not her.
Right.
I don't know anyone else in that movie.
I don't either.
Idris Elba, was he in that?
I don't know.
I think he was.
Idris? I don't know him.
You don't know who any celebrity is.
I don't keep track.
Name a celebrity. Besides Christina Ricci.
Okay. Nicole Ricci.
Okay, well, that's on me. I set the bar too low there.
Yep.
All right. Christina Beansy, we got to wrap this up. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I'll be here next Saturday, then the Saturday after that.
You won't.
I'll be here. I'm going to get a lot of fans.
I can't imagine.
This is my pot of gold at the end of the rainbow that I've been looking for.
that's where your cheek rainbow is headed. It's not headed here. You're not coming back. Please don't show up.
You're going to change your mind.
I will not. I've got, hopefully by the time this comes out, my stand-up special, Only Dan's, will be out on YouTube. I don't know if it's coming out by then. Hopefully soon. Follow me on Instagram at Danny Rathbun Official. I think that's it. Christina Beachy, sorry. Please.
Beanie. You can call me Beanie for short.
Beanie? That's your nickname?
That doesn't sound well, actually.
I just call me
Christina Ricci.
That's not your name, though. That's the only one of these that we know for certain is not your name.
That's what got me here, okay? So you have to embrace the things that advance you in life.
Okay. Well, I don't know how far this is advancing you getting an unpaid position on a podcast, an unpaid interview on a podcast that you will never come back to. You're banned from forever.
I'm banned.
How about you're banned from this podcast?
I'll take it over. I'm banned from my own podcast? Yeah.
Okay. Let's see you put together an episode of That Darn Podcast.
I just did. This is one. Here we go.
I'm banned from it. How would you do it? Who would you have on as a guest? What would you talk about?
Who would I have
on? Pitch me an episode of your podcast.
Well, I would keep the theme. It seems pretty good.
Okay.
We would solve a mystery.
That's not the theme of this.
One mystery in 60 minutes.
Have you been listening to this podcast as you've been saying it?
I've been in the room.
Yeah. You haven't been paying attention to what we've been talking about. I really think you should see a doctor. I think there's some kind of concussion or something going on with you.
Do you have a doctor that you recommend?
I don't. Just go out on the street, direct yourself to a doctor that's just anyone who's not in my apartment.
You know, you do have good advice.
Thank you. Hey, you want to hear some really great advice?
I'm not sure.
Get out right now because this is the end of the podcast. Bye.